Parshas Lech Lecha begins with the tzivui, the command from Hashem, that Avraham Avinu needed to leave his home, me'artzecha u'mimoladetecha u'mibeis avicha, and he had to go el ha'aretz asher areka. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us that Avraham Avinu had 10 nisyonos, and according to most Rishonim, this was the first one. You know, when we were younger children, we all learned of the story of how Avram Avinu refused to bow down to an idol, and Nimrod threw him into a furnace, an Ur Kasdim. And miraculously, Avram came out alive. Now this story of Ur Kasdim happened before the command of Lech Lecha. So the obvious question is, Avram Avinu was faced with the challenge that he had to give up his life and be thrown into a furnace rather than bow down. He had to show his dedication to Hashem. And yet, according to most Rishonim, the first of the Ten Commandments was later on, when Avraham Avinu was asked to leave his home and go somewhere that Hashem is going to show him. Now, how could it be that giving up his life didn't even make the list? So Rav David Kviat, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in his Sukkas David, On the Parsha, Rav David Kviat writes a big yesod in life. It's a tremendous mitzvah, one of the highest madrigos that we could reach, is to give up our lives al Kiddush Hashem. It's for a person to be mekadesh shem shamayim and give up their life. Says Rav David Kviat, but there's one thing. There's one mitzvah that we could do that is even greater. And that is to live our lives al Kiddush Hashem. If a person every single day walks around and says, I am an ambassador of the Ribono Shel Olam, and the way that I act makes a difference when I walk in public, even when I walk in private, the way I do things, my midos, the way I perform mitzvos, the way I make brachos. When a person lives al Kiddush Hashem, that's an even greater madrega. The story is brought in the Magid Meisharim. The Magid Meisharim was a magid, some type of malach, that used to come and learn Torah with Rabbi Yosef Cairo. And Rabbi Yosef Cairo recorded, these incidents were recorded, and it's published in a sefer called Magid Meisharim. One time the Magid came to learn with Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the Beis Yosef, and he told him, there is a gzar din in Shemayim that you are going to have the opportunity, the zuchus, to be killed al Kiddush Hashem. This is what the Beis Yosef was told. Time passed, nothing happened. He was alive, alive and well. Beis Yosef got older. Eventually, he was sick with his final illness. And it seemed at that point, he was an older man, he wasn't well. It seemed as if his opportunity to die al Kiddush Hashem, to be killed al Kiddush Hashem, didn't really exist anymore. He wasn't going out, he was bedridden. So he asked the Magid, what happened to that opportunity? You told me I was going to be able to give up my life al Kiddush Hashem. So the Magid answered him the following. The Magid said, in the end, the edict was overturned. And it was decided that you would have even a greater opportunity. Originally, we only let you die al Kiddush Hashem. But then the decision was made, no, you're such a big tzaddik, you should have a greater opportunity. And that greater opportunity is to live al Kiddush Hashem. That is the greatest of all opportunities. In 2 weeks from now, we're going to read Parshas Chayisara. In Parshas Chayisara, at the beginning of the Parsha, Rashi tells us what's the connection between the end of Vayera, where there's the Akedas Yitzchak, and the beginning of Chayisara, where Sarah dies. Says Rashi, she died because of the news. She heard originally that her son was going to be shechted, and then he almost got shechted, and then she found out later that in the end he was not shechted, and in a state of emotion, parcha nishmasa mimena vamesa. Okay, her soul left her in that excitement. Okay, Now, the Mefarshim discuss, what was she so excited about? What was she so excited about? After all, maybe she should have been disappointed. He lost an opportunity to die al Kiddush Hashem. Yitzchak here had an opportunity to give up his life al Kiddush Hashem, and in the end, he wasn't successful. So Rav Moshe Shtermbach, in his Sefer Tam V'Das, quotes this story of the Magid Meisharim, and he says, Sarah got so excited, she was so happy. You know, originally she was nervous. She was nervous that he would have to die al Kiddush Hashem. Why? Because dying al Kiddush Hashem is only the second best. Living al Kiddush Hashem is an opportunity that we have every single day, and that is the greatest level that a person can reach. To live al Kiddush Hashem. That's the lesson of the death of Sarah, knowing that Yitzchak Avinu is going to be able to be Mekadei Shem Shamayim day in and day out. That's what the Magid, the Malach, told the Beis Yosef. And that's perhaps why the Nisayon of Ur Kasdim wasn't even top 10. It was before the 10 Asara Nisyonos actually started. Baruch Hashem, we have that opportunity. Every single day, we have the opportunity to live al Kiddush Hashem. When we wake up in the morning, we go places, we interact with other human beings, we have an opportunity for somebody to look at us and say, this is an ambassador of Hashem. Look at this boy, look at this young lady, look at the way that they acted, look at the Derech Eretz. Yeah, just a few days ago was the election. As I was leaving the polling station and going back to my car, and I saw a woman who I know is a neighbor of mine, and she got out of her car, and she opened the back door, and a bunch of kids jumped out of the car, got out of the car seats, came, got out of the car, and they were all going to go vote with mommy. And as I was walking by, I overheard her say, okay, boys, girls, don't forget, we're going to the polling station. We have to make a Kiddush Hashem. I thought, wow, they're going to walk into the polling station. There's all sorts of people there. They're going to see these little children. And what are they going to say? Little children, how are they acting? Right? This little boy has a yarmulke. He has tzitzis coming out. How is he acting? Is he running around? Is he behaving appropriately? Again, every child, you have to make a decision if it's the right thing to do. But this was the mother's intentions. We're going somewhere. People are going to see us. Let's make a Kiddush Hashem, because that's the greatest thing that we can do. We have to realize that that's our opportunity. That's our calling. It's to bring light into the world. And that Kiddush Hashem is even greater than giving our lives al Kiddush Hashem. It's an incredible opportunity to think that every day when we wake up, that's something that we can do. The way that we act can create a Kiddush Hashem. So Ezer Hashem, with the help of Hashem, we will be able to be Mekadesh His name, and we'll be able to bring a Shem Tov that people will look and say, oh, this person is an ambassador of the Ribono Shel Olam, and this person should encourage people and say, look, this is how that young Jewish boy acts, or this is how that young Jewish girl acts, and they're following in the midos that were taught to them from their avos. That's our outlook has to be in life, that when we interact with other human beings, we have the opportunity to make that Kiddush Hashem.